never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Wednesday edition. You know, it's like a sauna up in here. Last night at the house, we turned on the air conditioner, first time of the season. I went to bed, it was like 75 in the house. I woke up, it was like 65. And that was nice until I had to get out of bed and hop in the shower, and it's a little chill. But here in the studio, I guess we haven't figured out what's the right air conditioning button, because someone's got the heat on in this mother, man. It is hot. I know we're Devil Radio, but, you know, a little too close to hell-like for our environment here. I'll stop whining. Let's get back to the political headlines. 844-967-2789. Apparently, the Shaw temperate. Fancy Brian, I don't even see beads of sweat on your forehead.
I'm actually a little warm myself. I tend to run warm myself. Amy's not allowed to touch me when we're sleeping.
Should always be the rule. You know, you can snuggle for a bit, but don't touch me. Once I go to sleep.
If her hand at all is on me, it's like all the blankets in the world plus a heating lamp are on me. It's amazing. She's warm.
Oh, well, you know, warm-blooded if nothing else. You know who else is, and I'm not suggesting your wife would fall under this category, but you know, who's sort of a warm-blooded, sweaty dude? Special Prosecutor Michael Gableman. Every time I see him, he sort of glows. He needs to powder his nose. Sort of a sweaty man, sweaty, corpulent man. You know, the big guys, you know, and I will throw ourselves in the category only for conversational sake, but I never sweat like a pig like Gableman does. Anyways, here's the newest headline. Gableman to receive $5,500 a month, even as work on Wisconsin's Republican-led election review is paused. Well, he's going to have to, you know, turn back his air conditioning use because that's cutting his pay in half. Just because he's not doing anything now doesn't mean he shouldn't get paid a little something-something for the effort, right?
How can you tell the difference, really?
Between the prior actions when the judge, I believe it was Dane County Judge Remington, said effectively, he ain't investigating anything. What sort of public records is the man hiding? He's not investigating. Well, he was accused as such by a judge, right? Now he's been put on pause. Robin Voss coming under a lot of heat. You know, he's feeling the heat as well. I bet he's a little sweaty today. Well, anyways, let me see if I can, you know, help clarify this point. You know, bathroom window's kind of fogging up with the steaminess. I'll get a towel. I'll wipe it down for you so you can see clearly. Patrick Marley, he'll help me. He's reporting at the Journal Sentinel. Attorney Michael Gableman, corrupted former Supreme Court Justice, will receive $5,500 a month from taxpayers for the foreseeable future. The guy's investigation was supposed to have wrapped up October of 2021. And he's getting paid in the foreseeable future. That sounds like perpetuity, but let me read on. Gableman will be paid by the taxpayers for the foreseeable future to assist with lawsuits related to the Assembly Republicans' review of the 2020 election, the partisan review. A little bit more. His work could continue well into next year. What the? But for now, he won't spend time digging into the election. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss of Rochester said in an interview. Well, here is the quote specifically. Until we win those lawsuits, you know, we're pausing the investigation. Because it's not like we're going to keep looking into things we've already discovered.
Well, that's the whole premise of the whole thing.
I know. That's the irony here is, of course, we already knew the outcome of the election before this investigation ever freaking started. It's always been a red herring. It's always been a witch hunt. A little bit more. Two lawsuits deal with what powers Gableman has. Three others center on the state's open records law in those proceedings. Voss and Gableman have faced a series of orders compelling them to turn over documents about the election review. Well, I also seemingly recall a judge holding them in contempt of court. The Speaker of the Assembly and a former Supreme Court justice. And actually, I think the judge pointed towards Voss and said, he's the contractor, you're the boss, Voss. A little bit more. Voss and Gabelman reached a new agreement Tuesday that cuts Gabelman's monthly salary in half from 11 G's to 5,500. He will also receive $2,500 a month to cover rent. I thought he was doing an office share at the liposuction clinic down in Brookfield. The rent go up? I mean, I can get you lots of nice square footage for $2,500 a month. He's going to continue to get monthly rent, apparently. Other expenses will have to be pre-approved by the assembly, according to the contract. So travel out to cyber symposiums held by Mike Lindell at the taxpayer expense, that'll have to be pre-approved in the future. Just asking, you know, for the taxpayers. Unlike earlier contracts between the two, the new one has no definitive end date. Well, the other ones didn't either, obviously. They might have had end dates, but you didn't honor the end dates. It's like taking a reservation. The important part is not taking the reservation, it's honoring the reservation. A little bit more here. This is going to end up costing taxpayers a lot more than $5,500 because it's going to drag on for months and months and months. Lawsuits tend to rack up other expenses, said State Rep Mark Spreitzer, a Beloit Democrat who sits on the Assembly Elections Committee. Voss said he's allowing Gabelman to have the state cover some of his travel cost that he was supposed to pay out of his own pocket. Why would we do that? What, you're feeling bad? I mean, we're paying the guy $11,000 a month to not investigate. More. Gabelman, who served as a corrupted state Supreme Court justice from 08 to 18, last August visited the site of a partisan election review in Arizona. That was the Maricopa County Cyber Ninja effort, right, Fancy? And a forum in South Dakota hosted by Mike Lindell, the MyPillow chief executive, who has promoted, let's call them, bizarre and discredited conspiracy theories about the 2020 election. Voss said at the time that the trips that Gabelman would have to pay his own way, but later had the taxpayers reimburse Gabelman more than $2,700 for that travel after the reimbursements became public in November, which, as I would point out, Fancy Brian, is after the investigation was supposed to have ended. Voss said he would likely make Gabelman pay back the funds. Voss said Tuesday he had ultimately decided to let Gabelman keep those payments. Man, he's awfully generous with our money. Going down to understand how the audit happened, I'm okay with that, Voss said, of the Arizona Review. We didn't end up doing it in Wisconsin, so doing a fact-finding mission, I think that you could say that was a legitimate, legitimate part of what he was looking at. He also held the same view for the Lindell Forum. Is it something that you know, that you look back now and say it might not have been worth it? Well, you don't know till you go. More Devil's Advocates, greatest radio show ever. You don't know until you listen. Dom joins next. The Happier Happy Hour commences right now.
He called me fat and said I was going to die on a toilet.
People are flushing toilets 10 times, 15 times.
Shame on you.
That plus crap.